Om Shanti. Good morning. The songs were about Sakar Baba. And I know that many of those who are here today won't be here on the 18th. You may be at your other centers, but I'm not sure. So we wanted to honor Baba today, as well as on the 18th. So the bhog that has been prepared with that awareness of offering to Baba, especially to honor the anniversary of Baba. It's now 53 years that Baba's been waiting. And in that span of 53 years, firstly, just within a very short while after Baba becoming avyakt, world service started. So the feeling is always that it's angel Brahma Baba who started service outside Bharat and continues to sustain that service. Sakar Baba, Baba in the corporeal form, pioneered everything and laid the foundation for the yajna in Bharat. But outside of Bharat, it's been the angel Baba who's started service and awoke all the Brahmins, including all of you, and continues to be with us. And all the things that describe a leader, Baba fits completely that image. Baba never ever used the word leader for himself, and nor did the Dadis ever use that term for themselves. They followed very accurately in Baba's footsteps. But Baba would always say, I'm the father. And whoever came in front of Baba, even though they might be very senior in age, Baba's attitude, Baba's awareness, Baba's drishti was such that they felt that Baba was their father too. And so, not just people of all ages felt that Baba was their father, but Baba would treat the animals also as his friends. Or sometimes Baba used the word bachche, even for the animals. When Baba was giving toli in the hut, I was with my Lokik mother. This is 1966. And Baba gave us toli. And then Baba took another piece of toli and kept it on the, we were in the hut and there was a concrete plinth. And so Baba kept a piece of toli there. And then Baba said, this is for my Sakhi, my friend. And I wondered which friend would come and eat toli. Baba kept it there. And a little bird came flying along. And the bird had got used to coming at 10:30 when Baba would be meeting people in the hut, and it was 10:30. And the little bird came and looked at Baba and then took the toli and enjoyed it. So Baba said, for my friend. So Baba's vision of love, Baba's vision of everyone belonging was very, very much Baba's way of being the one who showed us what we have to do. And so the leader in all aspects. And if the meaning of leader is to show the way by leading, by example, by practically demonstrating everything, truly Baba did that. Because the three words in the mantra that Baba gave us at the very end, Nirahkari, Nirvikari, Nirankari, incorporeal, viceless, egoless. Baba demonstrated that at all times. Baba's practice of the incorporeal stage was such that when anyone else would come in front of Baba, Baba's srishti could pull them out of their body consciousness and give them that experience. Baba, I met Baba as a child, but I didn't see Baba go through a process of conquering vices. Nowadays we would say everything is a process. And yet for Baba it wasn't a process, it was like immediate. Baba's vision changing from just thinking of his limited family to thinking of everyone as his family. In a sense it was there already before Baba, Shiv Baba took over Brahma Baba, but it must be the remnant from the last kalpa, that whatever Baba experienced last kalpa, the remnant of that was still there. Because Dadi Janki would relate the story of how when she and her father had gone visiting in Calcutta, they went to visit Baba. And this is many years before Shiv Baba came. And Baba asked them, where are you staying? And they were staying at some place. And Baba said, no, you must come and stay with me. How can you stay somewhere outside? And so they weren't immediately related or anything, but Baba's big heart and belonging. So that, and also when Baba did his devotion, the prayers would be for family, and then it would be for everyone, for the whole of the world. Baba would use that expression. And then it would be for himself. When he would take a dip in the Ganges, the first one was family, then the second one for the world, and then for himself. So very much that stage of everyone belonging, because that incorporeal experience of the soul and connected with all souls was somehow still there. But of course when he understood Raj Yoga, then stepping into that role of the father of the people and Baba's practice of soul consciousness, a powerful magnet to help others come out of the consciousness of the body. And then viceless, yes, I just saw Baba instantly in that stage in which there was no trace of I or mine or any of the other related little devils that are there. Baba had managed to deal with all those devils somewhere, I don't know when, how, but certainly there was no trace of it for many, many years. And so Baba viceless. But the most difficult thing to let go of is ego. And so although ego is one of the vices within that bunch, but yet a very specific word that Baba used, egoless, in terms of the three words of the mantra. And so in the stage of being egoless, again and again Baba demonstrating his humility, whether it's through the Murali, when Shiv Baba is speaking and saying, don't remember this one, and the words are coming out from this instrument's mouth, but he's also agreeing, don't remember this one, don't give any praise to this one. So Baba's total acceptance of Shiv Baba and his role as just an instrument. No, you don't need to remember the instrument, you don't need to give thanks to the instrument, all praise, all love, all thanks goes to the one. But also, that stage of egoless, of Baba washing the feet of the mothers, who had walked up the mountain in the rain and the cold, and literally a story. It became a story, but it was history. And so this would have been in the 60s and or even late 50s. And so Baba waited up for them, and Baba asked Lachudari to bring hot water so that Baba could wash their feet in hot water. They'd come through the mountain, through mud and rain. And can you imagine who would do that? And Baba was already advanced in age, more advanced than the group. But Baba's humility. And if there'd be a question that people would ask and Baba didn't have an answer for it, Baba didn't pretend and say, something, something, something. Baba said, Baba doesn't know. Baba will ask Shiv Baba. Or Baba would say, Baba will ask one of the trance messengers to go to Baba and ask Baba and come back and tell us. And so no pretense, nothing artificial, as it is. And so Baba would literally, there were a few, many had had visions, but there were some who were designated trance messengers. And so whoever was around in Abu at that time, Baba would ask them, children are asking this question, ask Shiv Baba what the answer is. Brahma Baba knew so much, both in terms of his worldly life experience, he'd done so many things, but yet, even with the churning of the knowledge and understanding all of that, no problem, I don't have an answer to your question. And so that stage of total humility, why Baba would eat late in the afternoon, it was part of Baba's timetable. Baba would eat only around 2:30, something like that. The bell for the lunch would be rung in Pandav Bhavan. They would ring a bell for meals. And the bell for lunch would be 12:30. And here's Baba eating 2:30. And the reason was that Baba wanted to make sure that all the children had had their food, that there was enough for all. And remember, these were the early days of very basic needs being met in Abu. Karachi was abundance. Abu was a time of renunciation. Earlier there had been the renunciation of family, but here it was physical renunciation. The cold, immediately after the war, the transfer from Karachi to Abu. Imagine 350 people traveling. Now, that is something in itself. And Baba arranging all of that. And so, at that time, very little available, but Baba would want all the children to have eaten, and then Baba was going to eat. And so, a time in which, again, concern for others and total humility. So Baba's demonstration of all of this as a leader made him a leader. But also, today we've started since early morning, the Global Silence Bhati. And there are three themes. And I'm seeing again how Baba demonstrated each one of those three themes. Today the theme is bodiless. Tomorrow the theme is the avyakt, the subtle angel. And the next day, the actual 18th, is the theme of light and might. And yes, again, Baba's journey demonstrated each one of these aspects. And so, the first aspect of bodiless, Baba would practice the stage. again and again you would see Baba looking very quiet, very detached, and it was as if soul was here, the body was here, and Baba was observing the body, and then letting the body be still and giving Baba's vibrations to the body, giving the body that strength. And that kept that body going till 93. No false teeth, no spectacles, just to no hearing aid. So how did Baba manage all of that? Baba was giving that sakash to the body every day. And it wasn't just for that reason, to keep the body in good condition, but the practice, so that then in the final moments it was very easy to slip away and fly. And the second stage, the avyakt, even though Baba here in the physical form, certainly for the last year or so, Baba almost not here, Baba engaged, and yet Baba the observer. And so Baba again demonstrating the subtle angelic stage of consciousness here. An enlightened mind, yes, definitely, taking that power and radiating it out to the world. And I know we have Sudeshman joining us, so I'll say Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Good morning. Golden morning. Diamond morning to the sparkling diamonds. For us, every day of the month, of the year, is special because the confluence age is the auspicious time when the Supreme, the most beloved, the benevolent being Himself comes to bring such gifts which we never could get from any human beings. Amongst all the days then, even, we celebrate many celebrations, but amongst all the festivals, happy day which is called Tyohar. Tyohar, it is festivity, joy, bliss, love, happiness, sharing, giving, receiving, meeting, called festival. But the importance of every festival, 3 days in Brahmin life, is very, very important in the whole year. Of course, Shivratri, the Supreme Soul Himself coming on this planet to bring the night, change the night into day, to bring the light on this dark night of the Kalpa tree and shine the whole tree with sparkling lights of the eternal qualities of the Self. And this is why He is reminding, do you have intoxication, that you are this what Christmas tree is decorated It is you. The shining stars are there. You are the angels. Those who actually become practically free from bondage, free from burden, and totally light and double light. Karmatit, in other words. It is, if Baba was not here, coming on this planet, transformation of the world cannot take place. And so, it is incarnation of the seed of the Kalpa tree. This is why today we are reading the Murli of Christmas, but Bada big, big day in India. I was thinking, why they call it big? Because in the villages, not necessary, they call it Christmas or Kishmish or Christmas. So big day, big day. When is any very special festival? But then, at the time when it was time after changing the religion due to any reason, and then to celebrate this day for the ones, those who are newly becoming Christian, must be thinking it's a big day, and big day in India, it's big days remembered instead of Christmas Day. And so, but in fact, it's a reality. It's a big day, not an ordinary day. But for us, big day is a double day, because incorporeal comes on this planet himself. But then, in order to transform not only the world, but in fact the foundation, the roots of the tree, the foundation, his great, great, great grandfather, to the role of Brahma becomes very clear. Incorporeal's role is incognito. Her practical role on this world of transformation from Shudra to Brahmin, from Brahmin to an angel, and from angel to a deity. This role is the whole cycle which actually declares, clarifies whole, going through the cycle of self-realization. And the self-realization, without self-realization, there is no transformation. Without self-realization, there is no purification. Without self-realization, they are not freedom from our own past possessiveness. We think, and biggest thing, strangest is, we know that things are wrong for the self or for others. And wisdom is that something which is wrong, recognize it and let it go. But when we see weakness in this, weakness in this, how many times we repeat that? Something which we recognize is rubbish. Virtues very rarely you repeat many times. For weakness, the wisdom, cleverness, intellect, but not wisdom. So Baba changes realization that something which is really wrong with self-realization, you realize the real deep, deep transformation takes place. And this is why for Brahma Baba it was a magic. Fast. Instantly everything. And so Brahma Baba himself is, for us, the most important day is 18th January. The one became the embodiment of following Shrimad, conqueror, Simriti Labdha, the final topic, the final realization, the memory, the realization, the awareness that was lost, gain again. Smriti means awareness, Labdha means found. We had lost that. And it was found, I was so deity, I will become a deity again. I was an angel, I will become that again. I was perfect, I will become again. The whole cycle. And this is Swadarshan Chakradhari, an example, sample, inspiration, power, strength, Brahma Baba. So this is why 18th January for Brahmins is the most important big day, because Baba himself achieved that destination and inspiring us to follow in the footsteps of Brahma Baba. And so, and in order to become that practical festival, that we become, we tie the bond of protection, we try this practical promise, without purity, there's no divinity. Without purity, there's not any kind of sparkle in life or respect in life. And so Brahmin means practical Brahmin, not only because Brahma is Brahma and we are children of Brahma, we are Brahmin. Baba doesn't accept this. He says, half caste. if we do not become. So it's a determination of power of purity, and that comes through Brahma Baba, 18th of January, Nashto Moha, free from all kind of attachments, body, bodily relations, past sanskaras, habits, and so Brahmin becoming deity. So these three, but if Brahma Baba is example, then this always joy is there, and this is happy Toli. Baba is making us eat, giving us to eat. So it's a happy day. It's lucky day. It's benevolent. A most important day of a mirror to become how Brahma Baba reached his Karmatiti stage with the power of silence, with renunciation, and with this godly quality of benevolence. Because many become sannyasis, also renounce. Some people live pure, but this deep desire of benevolence, and that's why Bap and Dada, we became so together. Sanskaras, means godly sanskaras, Paramatmam sanskaras. This is Brahma Baba. And this is why we are godly children. We are Brahmins, but we are godly children, divine children. So 18th January, these days that we, 1 month, is the month of blessings. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. We'll be offering bhog to Baba, but also be remembering several souls.